And though I can hide my cold gaze, and you can shake my hand and feel flesh gripping yours, and maybe you can even sense our lifestyles are probably comparable, I simply am not there.
This is God.
Never turn your back on a fucking clown when he's talking to you.
Better get, don't you like clowns? What?
Hey. Don't we make you laugh? Aren't we fucking funny?
You best come up with an answer, because I'm going to come back here and check on you and your mother.
You ain't got a reason why you ain't clowns.
I'm going to kill your whole fucking family.
Jesus, fuck you! Jesus, fuck you! Jesus, fuck you!
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Horrorcore Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Bart. I'm going to guide you through this madness. As always, I can be reached through email at horrorcorebart@yahoo.com. You can also leave messages on the voicemail. That number is 269-823-9037. You can find me on Facebook under Horrorcore Bart, and I am now on Twitter, also under Horrorcore Bart, and that's all one word. Find me, friend me, email me, send me, or leave voicemails. Whatever you want to do, man. Feedback is always welcome, and if that feedback is good enough, then I will share that feedback with everybody else. All right, now let's get into the show.
Now is the time for me to rise to my feet. Wipe your spit from my face. Wipe these tears from my eyes. Now is the time for me to rise to my feet. Wipe your spit from my face. Wipe these tears from my eyes. I've got to take my life back. One chance to make it right. I'm gonna have my voice be heard. Every meaning to this life. Cause I'm trusted for nothing. I've been led astray. I've been tried and tested. But I won't accept defeat. Not the things I regret. And it's time to reverse the roles. Now I just wanna make good on all the promises I have made.
God damn it, so let's get down to brass tacks. We're going to get into some shit right now. Now, as all of my listeners out there know, I love to talk shit. Period. Love to run my mouth, love to talk shit. Well, people, it finally caught up to me. I'm going to share some shit with you guys that's been going on. Recently, Root Rot invited me to a page on Facebook for podcasters. A page that he created strictly for horror movie podcasters. Let me get the name of it for you guys. Because I do believe that it's something that everyone can go see. It's called the Sexy Horror Podcasters with Ninja Skills Facebook group. Anyone can go look at it, but only people that were invited to it can post on it. And all it is a bunch of horror movie podcasters on there talking shit to each other. So, man, it's a fucking perfect fit for me. Because I love to talk shit. So I jump on there, and right off the bat, there's a bunch of squabbling going on between, a couple other podcasts. Apparently, Midnight Corey quit doing podcasts, and everyone seemed to blame it on one person. So he was taking a lot of heat. So I sat back, watched that. That was fucking fun to watch. So as everybody knows, I've recently talked shit about All My Heroes Wear Masks podcasts and their rampant racism and homophobic tendencies. So I posted on there You know, basically just calling him out for being racist. And so a lot of people jumped right on that shit. One of them being James Stripe from the Dried Blood podcast, which I've, you know, talked shit about him before. So me and him started going back and forth. It was a fucking blast. You know, because he was giving it as good as he was taking it. And I can appreciate and respect that. It's fucking awesome. I was having a blast. Other people were getting in on it. I was taking heat left and right. People just don't like a new guy jumping into something, talking shit to people that have been around for a while. But I don't give a fuck. That's what I do. Jumped on that shit, started running my fucking mouth, letting shit fucking fly. I suggest all of you listeners, go have a look at that shit. It's all up there for everyone to see. Like I said, I was getting it as good as I was giving it. Was having fun. So James and I are going to have a bit of a showdown. I'll get into that a little bit later. But right now I want to talk about the shit that's really fucking pissing me off. So I talked to Root Rot last night. And Root Rot's a great fucking guy, man. Him and I have developed a nice little relationship. So far, a little podcasting relationship. I can honestly call him a friend. He seems to have taken a liking to me, which is probably because I recently got into podcasting, listening to podcasts and putting out my own podcast. So I haven't been around it forever, like a lot of these podcasters are. And a lot of these podcasters that have been in this shit forever want to suck Root Rot's balls, because apparently he was one of the original people to start doing this shit. I, on the other hand, am not that familiar with them, so, and I don't suck anybody's fucking balls. So it's been a great relationship between him and I so far. And he called me last night, and seeing how he started this page, apparently a lot of people are going to him complaining about me, going and trying to tattle, basically going and trying to tattle to the fucking teacher, which is a punk-ass, bitch, cowardly fucking move. I've never experienced something like this before, at least not since I was in fucking school, have I experienced somebody trying to go and tattle on me. I'm speechless. I don't fucking understand why someone wouldn't just grow a pair of balls and come right to fucking me with it. I have an inbox. You know, send me a fucking message if you don't want to get into that shit publicly in front of everybody. Fuck, man. I can have a conversation like an adult without throwing names and back and forth. You know, you fucking come to me, you little bitches. You little fucking pussies. No. See, I ain't going to be cool about this shit now because you motherfuckers are too fucking cowardly to bring that shit to me. You got to go and try and fucking tattle on me like a fucking punk-ass bitch. And that's some bullshit, man. If you would have fucking brought that shit to me, we could have hashed it out. We could have talked like some fucking adults. But now you guys brought into some childish-ass bullshit. And whoever the fuck it is, and trust me, I'll figure out who it is. It's fucking on. It is fucking on. You guys don't know who you're fucking with. I ain't one of these little fucking overweight mama's boy bitches that sits in their parents' fucking basement on the internet all goddamn day, typing in, running their mouths with their fucking keyboard. Motherfuckers, I will fucking find you and crack your motherfucking heads open, because I don't play that shit, goddammit. I grew up figuring out shit with my fucking fist. You know, if you can't fucking talk to me, if you want to be a little fucking bitch and run and try and tattle on me, I'll treat you like a little fucking bitch. I'll bend your little punk ass over and rape you like a little fucking bitch. You guys don't know who you're fucking with. You don't know what the fuck you've started. But I guarantee you, you're going to fucking find out real fucking soon. Wait till I figure out who the fuck turned bitch and went and did this shit. Because it'll be fucking on. You motherfuckers don't even fucking know. Alright, now I got that off my chest. I'm quite happy to announce that James Strite from the Dried Blood podcast and I will soon be having a face-off. We will be battling our horror movie knowledge. Not sure on the details yet, but I'm quite excited to do it. I mean, I don't have anyone to test my wits against, because everyone I fucking know, I mean, I'm friends with some people that are a little into horror, but not as much as I am. Apparently Stephen Thompson from Just Another Fucking Movie Podcast is, he's going to be putting everything together. I don't know if it's going to be tonight or tomorrow night or someday this week. We're going to get on Skype and work out all the details. As soon as I know, you guys will know. But yeah, it should be interesting. I'm not sure whose show it's going to go on. I really hope I don't fucking lose, because as you guys know, I like I said, I love to run my mouth. Trust me, I've been running my mouth out fucking a lot. So if I lose, god damn it, am I going to have fucking egg on my face. It's not going to be cool. But, you know, fuck, I faced worse. So we'll see how it turns out. But anyways, yeah, I just wanted to get this shit off my chest. Wanted to spew this fucking venom, because it's been eating me up inside, having to think about these little twerp, goddamn cocksucking little bitch-made motherfuckers. Fuck them. As soon as I find out, you guys will know. I'm not ashamed. I'm not going to hold back. I will let their names be fucking known. Because any little coward-ass bitch like that needs to be fucking called out in public. And I will fucking do it. Alright, so we've recently lost one sponsor, that being Vagiwash. Apparently there's some other podcasters out there that got a little bit of sand in their vaginas, due to some of the comments that I made. So Vagiwash has gone on to sponsor them, seeing how they need it more. We still have Valtrex. Valtrex is still a proud sponsor of the Horrorcore podcast. And now, let me welcome in our new sponsor. Do you get a little too upset over your favorite football team?
Fucking interception! Are you fucking kidding me?
Are your kids constantly driving you crazy?
Come here, you little motherfucker!
Is your wife always nagging you about something?
You know what I hate? I hate putting all that work into working out and then looking fatter.
Do you long for that calm, relaxing feeling you get after taking a massive shit? Well, now you can do what I do. Try Xanax for that after shit feeling. All right, thanks again to Xanax, proud sponsor of the Horrorcore podcast. All right, since this is a horror movie podcast, I figure I might as well talk a little bit of, I got to talk some kind of horror. I can't just let it be all about my drama with other podcasts and whatnot. So I decided I'm going to talk about The Ring, seeing how me and my 9-year-old son Dominic sat down to watch it the other night. Now, The Ring is from 2002. It's directed by Gore Verbinski. It's a remake of a Japanese movie, The Ringu, or Ringu, whatever it was called. Both films are based on the Koji Suzuki's novel, Ring. The American version stars Naomi Watts, Martin Henderson, and Brian Cox. Brief synopsis of the movie. The movie revolves around a videotape that is, I don't know, a couple minutes long. What it is a group of teenagers go and they stay in a cabin. The cabin gets horrible TV reception, so they borrow a tape from the office where, you know, you check in and get the cabin from. They had a bunch of tapes there. So they borrow a tape from there, pop it in, they all watch it. They get done watching it, the phone rings, voice says 7 days. And 7 days later, all of them die. So Naomi Watts is a reporter for the newspaper, and one of the girls that died was her niece. So she looks into it. She goes to the cabin, gets the tape, watches it, gets a phone call. So she's worried about dying, so she starts to investigate further into the ring, into the origin of the tape. And then in the meanwhile, her ex-boyfriend watches the tape and her son watches the tape, so she freaks the fuck out, tries to figure out a way to keep them from being killed, along with herself. Not going to get into the ending of it or anything like that, because it's not even 10 years old, so people out there might not have seen it. If you haven't seen it, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. But anyways, IMDb gives this a rating of 7.2. Now, on to my opinion of The Ring. Now, I figured it would be a good movie for my 9-year-old son to watch. My kids will be getting into horror movies quite a bit more. I figured it'd be okay for him to watch. It's a PG-13 movie, and I didn't remember too much gore and no nudity from it. So we sat down to watch it down in my man cave in the basement where I got the nice little setup. But it was dark, you know, it was at night. And I remember this movie being fucking awesome. And I remember it freaking me the fuck out. You know, the girl with the hair and shit coming out of the fucking well and then out of the TV and walking all funky and whatnot. But I put it in, and Jesus Christ, is this movie slow. Oh my God, it did not hold up. Not even 9 years later it didn't hold up for me. My son fell asleep. He fucking fell asleep. And I was fighting to stay awake my goddamn self. I mean, it's not a bad movie, but it's so much slower than I remember it being. I remember it being just this fucking fright fest from beginning to end. But that wasn't the case. Just the whole build up to it. I mean, it starts off cool with a little, you know, with a teenage girl being killed and whatnot, and just the suspense built up. But after that, it just kind of fucking dies, man. It just slows almost to a halt. And, you know, you got a while in between scares. And, I mean, if you have the time and you're looking to, you know, watch a slower paced horror movie, you know, that's definitely not a bad choice. But if, you know, if you're looking for a movie like Drag Me to Hell or something like that, where it's constant action, constant frights, this definitely isn't the one for you. I can recommend this movie because, like I said, it's not a bad movie. I mean, overall, it's a pretty damn good movie. But it's one of those movies you have to be in the mood for, that you have to not be tired, for one, because if you're drowsy or sleepy or tired in any way, this movie's going to put you right to fucking sleep, like it did my 9-year-old son. But, if you're wide awake and you got 2 hours to kill and you don't mind sitting through a bunch of fucking build-up and, you know, plot building, character building and whatnot, then go ahead and check it out. Like I said, I enjoy this movie. The sequel fucking sucked. I'm not going to get into the sequel because I don't know if I'll ever watch that piece of shit again. But, yeah, that's it. That's The Ring. There, I covered horror for this fucking episode. Alright, I guess in closing, just stay tuned for information about the upcoming battle between me and James Strait from the Dried Blood podcast. Apparently, one of the stipulations that Steven is looking for is if James loses, that he's going to be booted from the douche cast, which isn't my intention. I'll be damned if I'm going to be the person that comes between someone doing something that they enjoy. If that's the case, I won't be getting involved. I'm not going to fucking win and have this guy not be able to do something that he enjoys doing. That's not going to be put on my fucking shoulders. You ain't going to put that shit on me. Fuck that. But, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to make this shit fucking happen. So stay tuned for updates regarding that. And until that happens, I'm going to keep handling my fucking business, man. That's what I fucking do. I ain't going to back down from shit, and I ain't going to take shit from nobody. So, yeah, check that Facebook page out, and let me know what you think. Thank you for listening to the Horrorcore Podcast. Tune in next time. And until then...
Talk Hard!
...is a Horrorcore Podcast. Now, this is a show that I totally dig. He reminds me a lot of myself when I did the Midnight Podcast, but he just has more balls. It just makes for a better show.
there's this guy who does the show called Horrorcore. His name is Bart. Man, he lets it out, you know, like it is. He gives these really straightforward, fucking reviews on film. Really fucking fun show. Really just out there, honest, dude.
The Horrorcore podcast. That one I like in particular because, needless to say, it's a very open and honest show, and I like that Bart pulls no punches and definitely shares his views and opinions, and they're well informed, and he's also a great listener. And then
the Horrorcore podcast, I've checked it out. I've listened to at least the first two episodes, and I'll continue on. And that's from Bart over there at Horrorcore Podcast. Man, this guy is an opinionated son of a bitch. Man. And I mean that in the most positive way. He definitely doesn't approach podcasting the way I do. He is opinionated, and he's not afraid to give you his opinion. And that's what makes listening to that podcast so enjoyable.
Horrorcorepodcast.blogspot.com.